You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
How many days till Christmas? 25?
Oh, 26, I should have brought
27?
It up.
27?
Not a lot. Not a lot.
They're saying today is the drop dead last day that you should eat your Thanksgiving leftovers, though. This is it.
Good.
Otherwise, you'll get listeria and syphilis and psoriasis and all sorts of weird things.
I had some of the Thanksgiving spiral cut honey baked ham as part of a breakfast casserole yesterday.
Oh, you're fine then.
So that was fine.
You're fine.
Ham is better.
But I tried, you know, kind of sifting through some of the other leftovers and I couldn't bring myself to touch them.
It's getting kind of gross at this point.
Even those crock pot sweet potatoes that are so good.
Yeah, get a little funky. So they say you should follow the 2-4 rule, which is simple.
What's
you
that?
Store leftovers within 2 hours of them being made. You have to store them within 2 hours. And then you have to consume them within 4 days. So store them within 2 hours, consume them within
Friday,
4 days.
Saturday. Well, today would be the fourth day, though.
Today's it. Otherwise, you will die.
Hot turkey sandwiches.
Right. Mm-hmm. And weird mashed potatoes. Like, after 4 days, the mashed potatoes get really weird. So that's it.
Everybody makes too many mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving, don't they?
There's no such thing. There's no such thing as too many mashed potatoes. I made some stuff. I was part of a collection of people for Thanksgiving, and I made... Oh, like three things to contribute because I didn't want to be a complete mooch, you know? And sadly, I think my three things were the least favorite amongst everybody who was there. And I felt really bad about
single
that.
Single tear Popcorn. Coming down.
I made, what'd you make?
I made a cornbread stuffing.
Oh, that sounds good.
Which I liked.
That's pretty good.
You know, everybody else kind of went to the other stuffings.
There was like, a Band-Aid in it. Fine.
I made the crock pot sweet potato and nobody.
That's a hit. That's a winner.
For me, nobody else seemed to like it. And then I made my homemade apple pie.
Yes.
And I swear I was the only one who ate that. So I was like, God, I said, nobody liked what I made. But at least I still was not a mooch. I did contribute. Even if I was the only one who ate any of it.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Which reminds me, I still have to make apple pie for one of our listeners, too. Remember I promised a pie to that
like
one
weeks
listener?
Ago, I think?
Yes.
It's never going to happen.
It will happen. I actually have the ingredients.
You had a shot at it there.
So what was her name? Lynn.
No idea.
So Lynn, who's listening, I will be making your homemade apple pie, including homemade crust from scratch.
Ooh.
Don't hold your breath, Lynn.
It's coming, I promise.
It's going to come in a village inbox.
No, it's not. It's so much better.
This is for you.
Shut up.
Let me tell you about...
No, hold on. Before you tell me anything.
All right.
I have a question to ask.
What?
Well, because we hear every year about your mom and dad...
Oh, I called it.
...fighting... At Thanksgiving, they fight over how your dad carves the turkey.
It's been since the beginning of time.
So did they fight?
And I called it on Tuesday on the show. I was like, it'll happen. There'll be a fight between mom and dad because it happens every single year. And yes, there were two fights in
two.
The kitchen and one towel that was thrown because my dad pulled the turkey out apparently too soon and it was not brown enough on top, the skin, and my mom got on his case. It's usually my mom that starts these fights. My mom got on his case because the turkey was not brown enough, so he got kind of pissy and threw a towel at the stove and said, fine, you put it back in.
Great.
Second fight was over... something that my grandma did, and my grandma is, she's nuttier than a Snickers bar, and she had a bowl of cranberries, and she dropped the bowl of cranberries onto the kitchen floor, smashed the bowl, and the cranberries went flying everywhere.
That's pretty cool.
Including hitting the ceiling in the kitchen, so there
were
splattered cranberries on the ceiling. So my dad grabs rags and cleaner and starts cleaning one of the rugs in the kitchen on the floor. My mom proceeds to yell at him and say, what in the world are you doing? You start with the ceiling so it doesn't stain the ceiling because I don't want to paint this GD house, you know.
Right.
I got kicked up there with a ladder. So they were fighting over whether you should start cleaning on the floor or cleaning on the ceiling, the cranberries.
Well, I got to say your mom is right because of the law of gravity. Because you clean up there, then stuff that's up there falls onto the floor.
A lot of people in the kitchen, though, and there was glass and people walking around the cranberries. So I was kind of like, well, maybe you should get the floor first.
Make your old grandma get up there on a stool and clean it all off. She's the one who dropped it.
She sat at Thanksgiving dinner with her stupid little dog in her lap the whole time and kept feeding this dog. And it's like this little chihuahua, meanest dog on the planet. Like, we tell the kids,
and the dog sits
don't
at the
touch
table.
The dog, because it's like, one of those. And then, so I'm looking at my grandma when we get there, and she's wearing this somewhat risque shirt. And it's buttoned right under her neck, little button. Okay. And then it kind of, then it's open, and it kind of goes down to the cleave area and then recloses.
Your grandma was showing her breasts?
Grandma had her boobies out. And I'm looking at her shirt, and it's really short in the front and really long in the back.
She had it on backwards, looking at her. Was it backwards?
Halfway through Thanksgiving, I'm looking at her, and then all of a sudden a little tag pops out from where the cleave is. And I'm like, Grandma, your shirt's on backwards.
Oh, no. Yes!
So the whole time I'm like, man, Grandma's trying to sex it up a little bit with her little boobies there. And, you know, you can't stop looking at them because it's weird.
Are they grandma works of boobs?
Works of like art? Is that what you said?
Looks like the giblets on the turkey there. And you're like, Grandma. So she had to go in the bathroom and try to. Like I said, no.
Oh, the humanity.
Nutty.
I tell you, another highlight for me was doing something that I've never done before. I actually, for the first time in my life, can no longer say I am a Dungeons & Dragons virgin.
Nerd alert.
No, I call this a dork alert. Yeah. So it's not the actual classic D&D, which is more of like fantasy role-playing, I guess. Mm-hmm. I've never done that. It's a board game version of it. And so this table is spread out, and it took up the whole huge. That's with the leaf in the table. It took up everything with all of these figures, cards, tokens, the game pieces, the board. You build the board as you go along. God. You do this, and there's cards, and you got to do this, and then this attacks, and then this attacks. And I was like, holy crap.
It's too much.
It took hours just to try to figure out how to play, not counting playing. I mean, it was like 2 hours in, still trying to decipher. And I'm saying the whole time is like, I'm not going to like this. I've got to get out of here. I cannot do this. I'm going to act like I don't know these people, and I'm just going to leave. And guess what? After a couple of hours, I realized I kind of liked it. It was kind of fun.
Now you're in all these Facebook groups and got a t-shirt.
So I've never done that before, but as the instructions were apparently written by somebody who has no grasp of the English language
Klingon,
whatsoever.
It
was ridiculous instructions, which is why it took everybody so long. And the guy who was in charge of it, he's a super brainiac. My God, he's like a medical school doctor, whatever. He's brilliant. And even he was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
But I got to say, I have now done D&D, even if it was a board game version. And I feel a little dorky about it.
Yeah.
But at least I'll be able to relate to people. I mean, a lot of people who come to my book signings are really into that kind of stuff. So at least now I can speak their language, I guess.
I don't know. You've had sex, though, so I don't know. Did you turn back into a virgin while you were playing that?
Felt like it.
Yeah.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.